Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, new COVID-19 restrictions are coming into force from Christmas Eve. We hit level 5 with some exceptions in the Republic. We'll hear from the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and from the Health Minister. We'll also hear from the First Minister north of the border after Northern Ireland reported 16 more COVID-related deaths today. Michelle O'Neill says there should be a travel ban between Northern Ireland and the UK. Also in this bulletin, we'll hear from Dr. Anthony Breslin, Public Health Specialist in the North West. And later we'll hear from Sergeant Eulin Walsh about an attack on the crib on the main street in Letterkenny. At 5:15, we'll have the sports news. Kenny Harkin in with us this evening. But we begin with confirmation today that new level 5 COVID restrictions, with some exceptions, will come into force across the country from Christmas Eve. From 3 o'clock on Thursday, restaurants, pubs, hairdressers, beauticians, cinemas and galleries will all have to close. Inter-county travel restrictions will be reinstated after midnight on St. Stephen's Day. People will be allowed travel home after that date. There's a reduction in the number of households who can meet from December 27th, and inter-household gatherings will be banned from the 1st of January. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is urging people to adhere to the new guidelines.
This year, the way for us to show our love and respect for others is to act responsibly, to comply with the guidelines, and to limit the spread of this virus. This Christmas is going to be different, but it is also going to be very special. We've lost many friends and neighbours to this disease, and many others didn't get the goodbye they deserved because of the restrictions that the disease required.
Well, the Taoiseach also confirmed that Ireland will receive almost 10,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on St. Stephen's Day. The HSE will begin the rollout of the vaccine next week. Micheál Martin says the rollout will be undertaken as quickly as possible, but he says caution is still necessary.
Vaccinating millions of people will take time, and in the meantime, we have to be very vigilant. We cannot go any faster than we are allowed by the available supply of the vaccines, and the dosing schedules required for them to be effective. But I am certain that our vaccination programme will bring us greater freedom in how we manage the virus in the new year.
Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says while we are facing new restrictions, the imminent arrival of the vaccine means the country can face those restrictions with some hope for the future.
We've got the vaccines coming in a few days as well. We're moving into a different space because this time, we're not just moving into level 5 wondering what the future will hold. We're moving into level 5 armed with vaccines. That is a game changer.
Well, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says nearly 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 will be confirmed tonight. And he said that number could double next week.
What we're seeing is not just an increase in cases, but we're seeing exponential growth. And on this current trajectory, it is likely that we'll exceed 1,000 cases a day before Christmas and perhaps 2,000 cases a day before New Year's Eve.
Well, the UK has recorded its highest number of daily coronavirus deaths since the end of April. Official figures show 691 deaths recorded today. A new record number of infections has been registered, 36,804 cases diagnosed in the UK today. Well, 16 more COVID-related deaths have been reported north of the border today. Of those, 12 took place this week. There were also 439 new COVID-19 cases. Nearly 2,800 people have been tested in the space of 24 hours in Northern Ireland, with a 16% positivity rate. Well, the Sinn Féin leader in the north says the health service will collapse if there is widespread transmission of the new variant of COVID-19 detected. Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill says she can't fathom why the public health advice didn't call for a ban on all travel from the UK. The Stormont executive last night decided against an all-out ban, but has issued guidance against any non-essential travel. Michelle O'Neill says the situation in Northern Ireland remains at odds with many other countries.
And if we have that on a widespread basis, our health service is going to collapse. And again, I want to make the point, this is not about politics. This is about saving lives. This is about responding to a global pandemic. We are now the outlier. The north of Ireland is now the outlier. 40 other nations see it fit to close down their borders. Scotland have closed down, Wales have closed down, Manchester have put restrictions in place, and then today Gibraltar have added that onto that list.
Well, before the new restrictions were confirmed, a leading public health specialist in Donegal urged people to remember the basics if they're travelling into Northern Ireland in the coming days. Dr. Anthony Breslin says cross-border travel continues to be a major concern locally. He also echoed comments made by the World Health Organization today that COVID-19 mutations being reported in the UK are normal and to be expected. Speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show, Dr. Breslin said it's vital that people don't let their guards down over the festive period.
If you're travelling into the north, and if you have people from meeting people in the north, because they have a much higher rate of infection than we have in the rest of the country, you have to do what the advice says, the face covering, the social distancing, and reduce the number of contacts you have. The basic message, basic things will work. If it is proven to be more transmissible, the face covering, the social distancing will still work. And if people do that and follow that advice, we won't have cases, we won't have pressure on the health service. So, I mean, and particularly in Donegal and the northwest, we're stuck in terms of we're beside the north, which has four times the rate of infection that the rest of the country has on average. We have a higher rate because on the east part of the county, because of the closeness and the contact with the north. So we need to keep our guard up. But if people do the basics, it'll be very, very effective. Our cases yesterday up in the 50s, that probably will continue. We'll get blips. And the thing is that in Donegal, we're not seeing much touch wood, thankfully, in the west of the county. But as we go across the east, in the Inishowen Peninsula, the number of cases increase, and that's because of the extra contact with the border and cross-border travel. So we have to keep our guard up at all times.
And that was Dr. Anthony Breslin speaking on today's 9 till noon show. People who will lose their jobs because of the new restrictions can apply for the pandemic unemployment payment over Christmas. The Social Protection Minister says arrangements are in place to process new applications over the holidays. Heather Humphreys says anyone who applies for the PUP online anytime up to and including Christmas Eve will receive the payment within a week of their application. Gardaí have confirmed that they issued their first closure order on a licensed premises in the Northwest region as a result of it not adhering to public health advice. Despite repeated engagement by local Gardaí with the licensee, Gardaí say they continued to observe breaches of COVID-19 regulations. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Over the weekend, Gardaí in the Northwest region issued the first immediate closure order under their enforcement powers during the pandemic. Upon inspection, Gardaí noted there were approximately 80 people on the premises drinking alcohol. There were no times on a contact tracing register, no order book, 9 individual invoices with an average of 3 meals on each, with Gardaí noting that the dates on these had been changed. Gardaí also inspected the kitchen and found no food being cooked. This resulted in the local superintendent issuing an immediate closure order on the premises for the remainder of that date. A further fine will be prepared for consideration by the DPP. Meanwhile, Gardaí also observed a hotel premises in the Northwest region where there were roughly 100 people in a function room with no social distancing, no food being served and groups gathered on tables numbering 12 or more. Gardaí are continuing to appeal to the public to comply with public health guidelines and regulations.
The NADOC service has published its operating arrangements for the Christmas and New Year period. The four Donegal centres in Letterkenny, Carndonagh, Mount Charles and Derrybeg will operate an extended service, but people must call before travelling to the centres in person. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The NADOC service will operate from 6pm on Christmas Eve until 8am on Tuesday, December the 29th. The service will operate as usual on the evenings of Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th from 6pm until 8am the following morning. On New Year's Eve, Thursday, December the 31st, the NADOC service will commence at 6pm and run through until 8am on Monday the 4th of January. NADOC is warning all patients and service users that the service is normally very busy over the Christmas and New Year periods, beds and waiting times may be longer than normal. They're also urging people to ensure that prescriptions and medicines are arranged within their own GP and pharmacy before the holiday period begins. The service can be contacted at 1850 400 911.
One exception is there'll be limited local GP services available in Letterkenny and Inishowen on the morning of Saturday, January 2nd. Full details available on our website, highlandradio.com. Also there you'll find guidelines with regards to COVID-19 and the NowDoc service. Uachtaráin na Gaeltachta has approved over €7.4 million in vital COVID-19 supports to assist Gaeltacht businesses who are still dealing with the challenges created by the pandemic. To date, over 435 Gaeltacht companies have benefited from the various schemes to ensure they have the appropriate advice and plans in place to address the situation they find themselves in. With more detail, here's Stephen Burke.
Uachtaráin na Gaeltachta, in conjunction with Enterprise Ireland, has approved €6.4 million in support funding to businesses located in the Gaeltacht to assist them with sustaining business, training, research and financial planning. While over €1 million in financial supports has been approved for 413 Gaeltacht businesses in recent months through Uachtaráin na Gaeltachta's online trading scheme and the COVID-19 business continuity voucher. These schemes were financed by funding from Uachtaráin na Gaeltachta, the Department of Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht Sport and Media and the Department of Communications, Climate Action and Environment. In the Donegal Gaeltacht, just over €266,000 was approved for 113 businesses. 74 applications were approved for the online trading scheme, while 39 business continuity vouchers were approved. The majority of applications approved in Donegal were for firms in the services, food and drink, tourism and manufacturing sectors.
Other news, and the EU's chief Brexit negotiator says he's giving talks a final push in a bid to secure a potential deal on future trade with the UK. The sticking point remains access to Britain's fishing waters. Michel Barnier is briefing EU ambassadors and MEPs today. The Nativity Crib in the heart of Letterkenny has been vandalised in a weekend attack. The crib at Market Square was damaged on Saturday night at around 11:30. The side pane of Perspex glass was smashed. Gardaí investigating the incident are examining CCTV footage. And on today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh gave a description of a suspect they want to talk to.
We have viewed CCTV to matter and has been caught on camera. And two young males, a male and a female, can be seen walking down from the upper Main Street direction. And unfortunately, the male person punched his fist into the sheet of glass, causing it to smash. From the CCTV, we can describe the male as being in his mid-teens, and he was wearing a grey tracksuit bottoms, white trainers and a black jacket. Short, black hair, shaved tightly to the back and sides. The female also seemed to be of the same age group, probably mid-teens. She wore black leggings, black and white trainers, and a long beige coloured cardigan or jacket. She had long dark hair and hair not tied back. And they both left in the direction of Lower Main Street immediately after the incident.
A teen who'd been missing from Dundalk in County Louth has been located safe and well. Gardaí had sought the public's help in tracing the whereabouts of Samantha Conroy Ward, who is known to visit the Donegal area. This afternoon, they confirmed that she has now been found. A man arrested in connection with the seizure of suspected cannabis herb worth €360,000 and a shotgun during searches in Sligo and Leitrim on Sunday and Monday has been charged. He's due to appear before a special sitting of Carrick on Shannon District Court this evening.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports in Letterkenny, with loads of great present ideas this Christmas in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Inishowen's Georgie Kelly has made the short trip to North Dublin and signed with Bohemians. The striker, he's 24, he joined from Dundalk, having been on loan with St Patrick's Athletic since July. The Donegal man started his League of Ireland career with Derry City in 2015, but came to promising in a three-season stint with UCD, where he scored 37 league goals in 68 games. And Burnley's Robbie Brady, he could be set to sit out the Christmas period. The Republic of Ireland player has a hamstring issue following last night's 2-1 win over Wolves. The Dubliners awaiting the results of a scan. On the pitch, Newcastle will have the chance to progress to the semi-finals of the EFL Cup shortly. The Magpies are at Championship High Flyers Brentford from 5:30 for their quarter-final clash. Meanwhile, at 8 o'clock, Arsenal will look to put their poor league form to one side when they take on Manchester City at the Emirates. Elsewhere, FIFA have issued a complaint of criminal mismanagement. That's against its former president, Sepp Blatter. It's been lodged with the Zurich prosecutor and relates to the involvement of former officials at FIFA Museum Project in the same city. Blatter resigned from the presidency in 2015 following a corruption scandal at the governing body. And the FA is seeking observations from Wolves manager Nuno Espirito Santo after his comments about referee Lee Mason. Speaking after last night's 2-1 defeat to Burnley, Nuno said the official does not have the quality to take charge of games in the Premier League. He also claimed that he didn't want Mason to referee any more of his matches again. And the Premier League clubs in Tier 4 areas will be tested for COVID-19 twice a week as soon as it is practically possible. Players in the top flight have been screened on a weekly basis since the start of the season, but that will be increased. Up in Scotland, Celtic boss Neil Lennon, he wouldn't rule out the possibility of Scottish football being shut down once again if the coronavirus pandemic worsens. There have been some suggestions of a temporary stoppage in England due to the new strain of COVID-19. Lennon says the sport's trying to cope with the development situation as best it can.
Like everything during this pandemic, we have to go with the flow and see where it takes us. It's changing all the time, so you can't make predictions. You can't say, well, we should do this, we should do that, because it seems to be every day or every week, you know, the government seems to be having to change their mind on things.
Horse Racing Ireland has announced that no Irish-trained horses or jockeys will be allowed to compete in the United Kingdom until December the 31st. The decision has been made in light of the Irish government's ban on UK travel. In addition, no UK-based horses will be allowed to run in Ireland during that time. Moving on to darts in Northern Ireland's Brendan Dolan came safely through his opening game at the William Hill World Darts Championship. The world number 30 from County Fermanagh beat Japanese qualifier Edward Folks 3-1 to move into the last 32 at London's Alexandra Palace. Dolan says he played much more quickly than what he normally does.
I know there's certain times I need to be methodical and straight, and that's mostly when I'm finishing on a double, especially when I have three darts. I know I can line up any double and pin it. When I'm practicing, I'm massive hitting 180s, and people label me as not a big 180 hitter, which is true, because I haven't done it on stage. I haven't. When I'm practicing, I'm more comfortable, relaxed, and I don't stop when I'm on stage and look and stare, whereas that's what I'm trying to get rid of, the look and the stare. I just have to change my throw a wee bit about getting the rhythm of the first dart right, because this last couple of years I've improved in my throw, but it's improved because my second and third dart's been very good because of the rhythm. But my first dart I have to get right.
There was three other games played today. Joe Cullen defeated Wayne Jones 3-0. Simon Whitlock, he defeated Darius Labanauskas 3-2. And former world champion Adrian Lewis, he was defeated by Danny Baggish by 3-1. Tonight, Carlo's Steve Lennon, he plays South Africa's Devon Peterson. In rugby, Munster's Peter O'Mahony is following the return to play protocols after sustaining a head injury at the weekend. The Irish international was removed from the field during their Heineken Champions Cup win over Clermont. Leinster, meanwhile, they have injury issues as well ahead of the Derby clash with Munster, with Gary Ringrose definitely ruled out. The Irish centre suffered a jaw injury in the Heineken Champions Cup win against Northampton. In boxing, Anthony Joshua has confirmed that talks are ongoing to arrange an undisputed world heavyweight title fight against Tyson Fury. Joshua, who defeated Kubrat Pulev earlier this month to make a clash with Fury possible, thinks the bout will happen next summer. He says he can't wait.
I'm ready. I'm keen. I got past my mandatory. Right now I'm about less talk, more action. But the ultimate thing coming from me, I'm ready. The next fight, I want Tyson Fury. The next fight, I want a WBC champion of the world. The next fight, I want to be for the undisputed championship of the world.
That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you.
Thank you indeed very much. Kenny, repatriation flights carrying 300 Irish people stranded in the UK because of the travel ban will arrive in Dublin this evening. The government has decided to extend restrictions on arrival from Britain to at least the end of the year as a result of the new coronavirus strain there. With more, here's Stephen Murphy.
It's all changed too rapidly.
in the space of 4 days.
Augustina is among hundreds of Irish residents who found themselves stuck in the UK since this travel ban came in on Sunday night. She flew to London last week to try and help out with a family emergency.
You went to Tier 3 the night before I travelled, 2-3 days in, already in Tier 4, and that Tier 4 just triggered this whole international response to the UK.
A number of repatriation flights have been laid on by the government to help Irish residents stuck in the UK on short trips or those due to catch connecting flights here. The first, operated by Ryanair, is due to leave Stansted around now, while another Aer Lingus plane will take off from Heathrow just before 9 p.m. The government has confirmed today the UK travel ban will be extended until the end of the year over concerns about the new strain of COVID. Here's Transport Minister Eamon Ryan.
It was for a 48-hour period initially, just to, as the French minister said, to assess what was happening. But I think it's appropriate for us to run it to the end of this month. We still need clarity on what's exactly happening with this variant, and on that basis, I think it was the right decision.
The decision comes despite the European Commission calling for EU countries to lift their bans to allow essential travel and ensure supply chains aren't disrupted. It says the system of testing and quarantine should be used instead.
Meanwhile, talks between Britain and France are continuing in a bid to resolve the queues of trucks which are building up at ports in southern England and in France, with truckers trying to get their supplies between the two countries. Gardaí and Donegal confirmed that revenue scams have started doing the rounds again. They're advising the public and businesses to be on the alert. With more, here's Ben Finnegan.
Gardaí are reminding people to never give out their credit or debit card, bank account or PPS number to anyone who makes unsolicited contact with you, whether by phone or email. On Garda Síochána Revenue, nor any financial institution will ever call and ask for your PPS number or bank account details. Never give personal data to anyone to give access to your bank account to people who are unknown to you. Revenue will never ask a customer to provide personal details via phone calls, text messages, email or pop-up windows. If you receive such a call, just hang up. Do not engage in conversation with them, as they can be very persuasive. Anyone who mistakenly provides personal information in response to this scam should contact their bank or credit card company immediately and report the matter to their local Garda station.
And a Donegal councillor is calling for a report into the pollution of a river in Anagri. There has been an oil spillage in the council-owned car park close to a recycling and bottle bank facility. The car park has been closed to facilitate the clean-up of the oil spill, but local councillor Micheál Colum-Gil-Aspag believes the river close to the car park may have been polluted. He's calling for a full investigation and for a report to be published outlining what impact the incident has had.
We as a council have a car park in Anagri, and unfortunately there was a serious oil spill there. Just right at the bottle banks. I've asked for the council to close that off in the interest of health and safety, and they've done that. But also I've asked that there's a full investigation and a report published what harm has been done to the bay there. The council now have guaranteed me, because I was concerned that it might be closed over the Christmas period, and especially at the bottle bank, which is heavily used and one of the busiest in the county and one of the best kept bottle banks, let me add, and our full praise to local tidy towns and that. But there has been a serious oil spill. It needs to be cleaned. The bay itself seems to have been polluted, and I do want a report on that.
Well, the forecast, it'll be cold tonight with highest temperatures of 1 to 4 degrees Celsius. Some rain spreading from the south, with any rain clearing in the morning and early afternoon, brightening to a mix of sunny spells and variable cloud on Wednesday, staying generally dry for the rest of Wednesday with just a few passing showers on the Donegal coast. Highest temperatures tomorrow 5 to 7 degrees Celsius. The main stories in brief this evening, and the country will move to level 5 COVID restrictions with some exceptions from Christmas Eve. From 3 on Thursday, restaurants, pubs, hairdressers, beauticians, cinemas and galleries will close. Intercounty travel restrictions will be reinstated after midnight on St Stephen's Day, but people will be allowed to travel home after that date. It's also been confirmed that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will start arriving in Ireland on St Stephen's Day. An initial 10,000 doses will arrive. The health minister says it'll give people some hope. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 22nd of December. The death has taken place of Harry Conaghan, the barber, Kilmacrenan Road, Milford. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed on the Kilmacrenan Parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Sister Joan Agnes McFadden, Good Shepherd Convent, 38, Dungiven Road, Derry, and South Africa, formerly of Killacaran, Creasla, Donegal. Requiem Mass will take place at St. Columb's Church, Chapel Road, Derry, at 10 o'clock on tomorrow, Wednesday. It'll be streamed live on the parish webcam at youtube.com/watersideparish, followed by burial in St. Mary's Cemetery, Ardmore. The death has occurred of Paddy McAteer, late of Mulvey House, Strabane, formerly of Drenan Road, Castle Derg. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow in St. Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the Mass and interment are strictly private to immediate family, please. The Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Ahiarn. The sudden death has taken place at his home of Gerald Campbell, Rockfield, Speenogue, Burt. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Rita Donaghy, née McGee, 300 Carnhill, Derry, formerly of St. Joseph's Park, Ballymacgan, Buncrana. House private, please. Requiem Mass will be celebrated in St. Bridget's Church, Carnhill, on tomorrow, Wednesday at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the city cemetery. The live stream from the Mass can be viewed via the church website. W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home, 110 Clooney Road, Eglinton, will open this evening from 5 to 7. Due to guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Damien Connolly, 70 Servant, Lurganboy Road, Castle Derg. Funeral from his late home tomorrow at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castle Derg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house mass and interment are private to immediate family. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Castle Derg. The death has taken place of Martin O'Donnell, Ards, Creasla. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St. Michael's Church, Creasla. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Beaumont Hospital, Dublin, care of any family member or James Harkin, Funeral Director. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred at her home of Elizabeth Doherty, née McGovern, Corraine, Ballybofey, and formerly of Dunlow. Funeral from her home tomorrow at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glen Finn, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Kiltievoge Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glen Finn. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if so desired, to Oncology Day Services, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral will be strictly private to immediate family only, please. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Hegarty, Letter McKenny, Stranorder. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 10 to St. Mary's Church Convoy for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. In compliance with current government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to family only, please.